Longhorn George claims the fried chicken at Randall's is really good.
And the fried catfish.
And the fried catfish. I didn't even know they
had fried.
Which
is already prepared.
I know they had fried catfish at Randall's. Who knew that? Did you know that?
George knew that.
George knew that.
They have crab cakes, the fried shrimp and catfish crab cakes.
They got fried shrimp too?
It's a crab cake. It's catfish and shrimp and a crab cake.
Oh, it's a hybrid?
Yeah.
Crab cake?
You got to check it out. Dude. That's hard to explain.
Okay.
It looks good, though.
No, you know what? I'm in it.
Look at that baseball program right there. George has a 1996
always represent. Look
Texas
at that.
Southwest Conference champions. He's got all the Southwest SWC championships for the baseball program.
Yeah. Pretty soon, you're going to need
pretty dominant.
Yeah. You're going to need another shirt just because it's going to be too many damn championships.
I know.
Well, it's already.
You kept that clean for a long time. All right, go get your catfish, George. Damn. Oh, we have a Rouse cheerleader in here. Hey, so we got Snoop Daniel if you want to come meet Snoop.
Okay, see, that was not.
You know,
that's
yeah,
not.
You
don't
know
tell
Snoop?
Them that. Should they believe it?
Shout out, Rouse.
She's going to text her friend and like, Snoop is over there at the Randall's.
You're going to come out and there's going to be.
The kids up there, somebody, Snoop, TTX. I'll be like, you know what? All right, I'm just going to pretend to be him.
Just
after
be
that.
Snoop.
I'm just going to be Snoop after that. Shout out.
But see, I mean, your lingo is probably better than mine, but it's not like when I hear Snoop on Fox, he does a great job, and Snoop is authentic with it. But he's like, yo, I mean, you know, it was juiced, it was lit.
Oh, no,
he drops
Urban Dictionary terms kids know now that I have no idea.
It was Babylonin. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? And he uses the low key well.
No, he does.
Paul tried to use it on EGAT and said, low key, I think Arkansas. You're too. Don't give me low key.
Sound too white, saying it.
Keep it medium key.
You got
it. Like Adam Sandler. Keep it at a medium pace.
You got to say it with swag like Snoop does. I can't say. I'm too old to say those words with swag.
You are low key.
I'm too old to say those words. I can't. I'm going to sound like an old man trying to say that kind of stuff. I can't do it.
Plus, you give opinions. You don't hedge on opinions. And that's what low key is all about.
Oh, is that what? I don't even know what low key is.
It's hedging on a take.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hedging on a take.
That's my take
on it.
That's
basically. So
low key. Low key. That's my take on it.
So you're straddling the fence.
Yes.
That's what low-key is?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Straddling. Pick a side, man. Pick a side. You low. Don't be low-key in. Pick a side.
I kind of think those pumpkins over there are good-looking. Low-key, though. Low-key. So if you don't think they're good-looking, like, I don't want to get in an argument about it.
Man, people are – I can't understand the
– Well, you have to use low-key now because people will jump on you with social media. People feel just like it's easier just to criticize people right away.
No cap.
No cap.
What? Just saying.
What's the no cap? You're not capitalizing?
You're
is
not
that
lying.
It?
Yes,
oh, you're not lying.
No lie. Right.
God.
We sound old even discussing
I am old. I'm not, but I am. But I was like that. I didn't understand. I didn't have all the hip stuff when I was 11.
Oh, that's true. You were old.
I was an old man.
You were hanging
man.
Out with adults back then too much. That's your problem.
Yeah.
You were watching sports with old men
adults
at like 9 years old.
Adults liked me at a young age, and I liked them. Not that way. Stop. Save the text. All right, let's get to some old men. Let's get to the NFL. This looks like a young man's sport right now, though. It's a lot of fun. We'll take a look at definitely Bucks Rams and some of the games that stand out. But we got to start with the Cowboys because
– How about them Cowboys?
Hey, how about them Cowboys? Cowboys look good. Cowboys could easily be 2-0 with two quality wins. Instead, they're 1-1. Defense is the question. Can the defense hold up? And we got another defender who's dealing with COVID, right?
Yeah, the Cowboys just can't catch a break when it comes to COVID. So we know Zach Martin missed the Tampa Bay Bucks game with in the COVID protocol. Randy Gregory ended up missing the next week against the Chargers because he was in COVID protocol. And now it looks like Keanu Neal, the starting linebacker, or at least he started the first game for him. And he's played.
He's a starter because they play nickel.
Yes, he's played at least 50 snaps in both games.
Yes.
So depending on the rotation, he definitely gives you starter reps. He's in COVID protocol as basically a close contact. He doesn't have COVID. He hasn't tested positive for COVID, but close contact with someone. That means his COVID protocol.
So it's low key. It's not high key COVID.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that.
Not Trey in Mexico.
oh my goodness.
Muskrat. Trey.
Well done. But, yeah, so it's a 5-day quarantine as opposed to a 10-day quarantine. If you test positive, you actually have a 10-day quarantine. But if you are just close contact, 5 days. So they could try. I mean, they play on Monday today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you would be kind of cutting it close, just like the Zach Martin thing and just like Randy Gregory. So there is a snowball's chance in HE double hockey sticks that it happens, maybe, but very, very slim and minuscule. So chances are Keanu Neal going to be out. And now we know because of injuries, you know, that you're going to have a lot of guys that are going to – not a lot of guys, but a few guys that are going to miss some, that game. Dorrance Armstrong is going to be out, the defensive end, as well as Carlos Watkins has a knee injury. He's likely going to be out for that game, too, on Monday night for the Cowboys. And it looks like, you know, they've been playing with Micah Parsons as a hybrid defender. And I think this makes sense considering now you're going to be missing another defensive end and you were missing Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence last week. And DeMarcus Lawrence still out. That he's going to play off-ball linebacker. And he said this. This is what Micah Parsons said, so I'm paraphrasing. Off-ball linebacker, first and second down, essentially run downs. And then on third down, the passing down, he's going to switch to defensive end, pass rusher. So that's going to be the role that the Cowboys have for him. And I like that role because I think you almost do him a disservice just isolating him to one position. Because
or mugging him and dropping him in the zone.
Yeah, just he can do that sometimes, but having him just do one thing, have him just have one task, you know, basically every down to down, doesn't make sense because you can put him where you need him most and where he'll be most impactful depending on the situation and circumstance.
So we got Cowboys Giants. That'll be on Monday night. We'll obviously talk a lot about that on Monday, but we want to get into it a little bit today and tomorrow because Monday is, as you know, if you're listening to the show, it's going to be heavy recap with college football and pro football.
Yeah.
But it'll be a nice little extended weekend for all of us state of Texas people or Texans. I'm about to say Texans, but I didn't want to say Texans because you say you're thinking Houston. Texans
play tonight. I know.
Texans tonight, Cowboys Giants on Monday. And we've got, obviously, Texas and Texas Tech on Saturday.
Another injury to keep your eye on for the Cowboys, Amari Cooper dealing with a rib injury. Apparently took a shot in the ribs versus Tampa Bay, re-aggravated that injury versus the Chargers.
He did. He was on the ground. It forced them to call a timeout.
Exactly. Like late in the game when they didn't want to do
that. Not that Mike McCarthy was going to deal with that. I mean, you know, they could have had five timeouts, and somehow they would have pissed that away. That was awful.
It was. That's
awful clock management.
He claims he couldn't see the clock. He claims that the clock that he was looking at, that he was observing, that they basically took it away. Like the stadium officials, whoever controls that stuff, they took it away. And Kellen Moore said the same thing. Kellen Moore said the clock that he was observing.
That stadium's brand new. They spent $1 trillion on it, I thought.
He said the clock that he was looking at, like it got blocked somehow by the the production camera crew.
Okay.
That they blocked his view. That's two separate Cowboys. So I don't know if that was planned by the Chargers to basically obstruct the view of the Cowboys in clutch time, but that's exactly what happened to the OC and the head coach, and they admitted it. Which means they have no shame admitting, like, no, man, we couldn't see the clock because it was unavailable to us. That's on you as a coach. Now you need to make sure you have somebody on your staff that literally is keeping up with the clock. Like, that is their job to keep
That's
up with
job.
The clock. You have to do that now.
One thing that I would look at with the Giants, and this is just watching really one game with them, but they were trying to implement Daniel Jones in the run game. He's a better athlete than people think.
Yes, he is. Totally agree.
And he can certainly pick up some first downs. And as he
can run. He can run.
He can run. He parked one that there was a holding on a receiver after Jones had already gotten by, and there was no reason to hold right there. And Jones is a guy that he surprised me with his legs. I know he could run, but I didn't know he could run.
No, he can. He can go, man. He's actually, I think, clocked at one of the fastest when they, you know, next-gen stats actually clocks the miles per hour per guy per player when they end up breaking out on an explosive run. They have him clocked as one of the fastest quarterbacks in the league.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They have him clocked in terms of his miles per hour when he's running. Yeah, clocked at one of the fastest QBs in the league. I know it sounds crazy, but so the Cowboys, though.
Why does it sound crazy, Rod?
Just because
of his skin tone?
Nope, not at all. Coming out of college, the scouting report did not say that about Daniel Jones, and it should have. So the scouts, they are the ones who have failed you, not me.
I'm not listening to Snoop Daniel on this. All right.
Snoop knows his stuff, damn it.
Snoop does know his stuff. Some other games. Chargers, Chiefs, we talked about that a little bit. 2-1-1 teams that are pretty impressive. KC's favored by a touchdown. They're favored by 7 in this game. Chiefs' biggest question still is the defense. This is not a complete football team, and they haven't been a complete football team for 3 years, and they're winning a bunch. So
yeah,
I get the method.
It's the defense and also the running game. And it's two things about the defense. It's the rush defense and also their inability to pressure opposing quarterbacks. You go look at it right now, the pressure percentage for Kansas City, it's 31st right now. They're 31st in NFL pressure percentage, and they're 5th in blitz percentage. Not good. So they're blitzing a lot, but just not getting a lot of pressure. And they got Chris Jones and Frank Clark. They should be getting more pressure on the opposing quarterbacks, and right now that's not happening. And I know going up against Lamar Jackson, he's a really hard quarterback to get pressure on, but that's one thing they got to focus on too. And also their overall running game for the Kansas City Chiefs. They've allowed the most rushing yards in the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the season. They've also allowed the most rushing touchdowns, 7, through the first 2 weeks of the season. They've allowed 404 rushing yards, and they're allowing 6 yards per rush. That is also the worst mark in the league. Rush defense is terrible for them right now.
Yeah.
Got to figure that out.
I wonder if they add to that like they did the year they won the Super Bowl, where that defense personnel-wise got better and better. If you want to watch Chargers, Chiefs, watch any of these games, certainly the Texans tonight, I would advise you to get to Pluckers. Actually, I had a Lakeline Pluckers manager who came by just to sign up and say hi. Yeah. She was really cool. They've got friendly people working there, and it's the best sports bar in town. You mix that with the best wings in town, we've got a winner. 7 Austin area locations, including the Lakeline, which is a really cool location. I know lots of people like Trey. They go there all the time just to watch games and get some wings. You can get on out there, or you can get to DoorDash or Pluckers.com if you want to order online. So maybe you want to stay at home and watch all the games, but you still want to eat those wings. I don't blame you. And get to Pluckers.com or use DoorDash if you would like to go to Pluckers but not wait in line. Only criticism I've ever heard about Pluckers is the line, because it's very popular. They're going to help you out with that. You can actually download their virtual app. It's the Pluckers Club app, and if you download that, you can save your place in line and then go there and not wait in line and be able to watch all the TVs, all the action. Don't forget, we got Beat the Pluck coming up tomorrow. That's your chance to get free food, free beer, hang out with me, watch the TCU game. All you got to do is get to hornfm.com. That's free to sign up and free stuff. So it's always a good time. Pluckers, if you don't like our wings, we will give you the bird. We will definitely get it. We'll probably spend a whole segment on this game tomorrow. But quickly, Rams, Buccaneers, this will be at the stadium we were just talking about, SoFi, I believe, in L.A. Both teams are 2-0. Tampa Bay, a 1-point favorite. I think that's actually gone down a little bit. Vegas is pretty much saying this is going to be a pick 'em. They're buying the Rams. They're buying Stafford and this offense.
Yeah, and for good reason. This is the first time that, you know, for Sean McVay, I should say, that he's got a quarterback like Matt Stafford that he doesn't feel limits his ability as a play caller and limits his offensive playbook. And so from what I've heard, now he believes he has access to his entire playbook, something he hasn't had since he became a head coach in the league, because Jared Goff was such a limited quarterback. That is scary, because that means he's got a lot up his sleeve we haven't seen. I don't know what percentage of the playbook that he hasn't been able to use because of Goff, but if it's 25% or even 20%, that's a nice chunk that we can come out and break Tennessee and show you things you haven't never seen before from Sean McVay.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I've watched both games, and, I mean, it's pretty much the basic Shanahan. They've done some zone stuff, which they always do. Boots waggles off that. Stafford really hasn't even gotten that comfortable with the waggle game. Yeah. He's still thrown some darts. He's going to only get more comfortable. And as I was watching, I was thinking, because usually McVay, every game, I'll watch just to see whatever little wrinkles he'll throw into it. He hadn't really had to throw them in there.
Because they're right now doing the basic stuff. He's so good at
it. They're winning.
Because they never did – they never were able to do the basic things this well because Jared Goff couldn't do those simplistic things at this elite level like Matthew Stafford can.
Yes.
So now they're going to do, like you said, just the simplistic, rudimentary version of Sean McVay's offense. But now it's every little piece, every little part of that offense has been elevated because of the play of Matthew Stafford. That's why we haven't really seen it this way before. But you're right. Conceptually, same place.
David Edwards, Brian Allen, Austin Corbett. I've been preaching and just kind of ragging on the Rams the last couple of years because their offensive line. Yep. I mean, Andrew Whitworth's 39. I don't think I'm kidding around with that. I believe he is 39. Been around forever. Hell, he may have been playing at LSU when you were playing at Texas. I mean, Whitworth has been playing it forever. And actually, I don't think I'm kidding around.
I know.
I think he has been.
I think you're serious.
But the inside of that line they've tried to rebuild. We've talked about it with the Cowboys. Vita Vea and who else am I missing here?
Sue.
And Dominican Sue. Yeah. So you better control that or else they're going to blow stuff up and blow it up pretty quickly. All right, let's get back to actually a little bit of outside of football stuff, because we've talked a ton of football. We'll continue to talk a ton of football. We haven't mixed in any basketball recently, and we've actually got a basketball story
that
could affect Texas.
You've
got a 6'10 guy who can't shoot, but he can do almost everything else really well. Will he end up in the state of Texas? This is The Horn. Welcome back to RBKD. We are at Randall's. We are in Cedar Park. Cedar Park is maybe taking the top spot as the friendliest people. Randall's, 1400 Cypress Creek Road.
Yeah.
And George, we were talking about the fried catfish here. George got some fried catfish and said, I got y'all some catfish. So I may let you take all that because I've got dinner at home.
No, you can take, because I got wifey cooking dinner. You can take some, but I'm definitely I just want to taste it.
Smelled good.
Because I want to see, and then I'm going to check and see if my Randall's actually has fried catfish. And then Derek told me that they have like a crab cake where they put shrimp and catfish in the crab cake.
So our guy Jeff Dilworth, who apparently DBU.
Okay, was he talking about the crab cake?
He showed me
too?
The crab cakes.
He showed you the crab cake. Okay. Well, then, my man Jeff, shout out. Family, shout out, Jeff.
That's fam.
DBU. Yeah, well, then, in that case, I gotta try the crab cake now, too. I got to find out if these items are at all Randall's or if this Cedar Park Randall's is just like the top notch, the top spot Randall's.
It could
it's got
be
all
that.
The fried catfish and everything like
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure they do fried catfish almost everywhere.
Well, then, I'm probably going to be enjoying some of that
at
my
Randall's,
actually.
Yeah.
So thanks, George. You're the man.
This has been fantastic. UT George is the man. We've got a lot of people stopping on by to say hi, and we'll always say hi back. And it's fun BSing, talking a little bit. Get to hornfm.com if you want to check out any of the shows. There's a lot of BSing going on all throughout the day. We've had a lot of people come out, too, that listen all day long, whether
it's great,
they've got a long work day or just a long commute. So they start with B&E in the morning. They finish up with us.
They
you
just
got
hang
Light the Tower, Shirts and Skins in between, which is great. Just hang out.
It's cool, man.
And that's what hopefully we're doing for y'all. Trust me, we're going to talk basketball, and we're going to get into some Texas basketball once we get a little bit closer.
Oh, yeah.
But it's football season, and football rules the world. It rules our world, too. Because I would be pitching a lot more baseball. We're 11 days away from the end of the regular season. We'll get into that.
I was like, you've been sneaking it in.
I've been sneaking it in.
You've been sneaking in some baseball talk, and you should, because we're creeping on the
we're
postseason.
We're creeping.
Getting closer to the postseason here,
and
man.
And we got the Astros too.
Go Astros!
So the Astros looking good, but we do want to get into this because this has been kind of lingering for a little while. Ben Simmons is an odd player. He's 6'10". He can't shoot. I don't want him on the free throw line when it counts. He is a great defender. And I almost wish he would just say, I'm going to go play the four. He's got great vision. He's got good handles. Ben Simmons brings a lot, but it doesn't seem like he's going to be sticking in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we don't know where this story is going, but it doesn't seem like it's going to end well for Philadelphia. Now, the rumors were out there for a while that they were unsure about what they were going to do with Ben Simmons. Just signed him to a contract. I mean, he's got 4 years left on that deal.
Yeah.
That's why this is really complicated. Usually the NBA, player wants out. We get it, right? James Harden, superstars, they want out. But he's got 4 years left on that deal. So he intends this is from Woj, so this is a Woj bomb, that he intends never to play another game for the 76ers. So he doesn't want to play another game.
He doesn't want. Apparently, Doc Rivers wants to convince him to stay.
Doc Rivers says that we're all in and try to convince him to stay. That's from the coaches. We haven't really heard how the front office feels about this situation. But I assume they don't want to give up on a player when he's got 4 years left on his deal. That's just a bad precedent to set. But if he is going to be moved, and once a player starts this process, of starting the, you know, the divorce proceedings, if you will, usually it ends up with the player leaving.
Usually.
The timetable may be a little different, but usually it ends up with the player leaving. So let's assume that it will end him inevitably leaving Philadelphia. If he does, where is he going to go? And there are like two teams here.
That's not Brandon Nava, is it? Huh? That guy's big enough to be Brandon
He
Nava.
Does. He does have a Nava look. It's not Nava, but he does have a Nava look to him. I saw it too. You're right.
All right.
He does have a Nava look. It can't be Brandon Nava.
No, it's not. You're not Brandon Nava.
No, it's not.
Nava?
He's not.
No, okay. No.
But I saw the look, though. You weren't off totally on that one.
You played ball somewhere, probably. Yeah.
That's not like calling me Snoop Daniel. I mean, it's not that far off. Because he's swole up. He's big. He definitely
red hair.
Played ball.
Yeah.
I would have recruited him.
Bird orange. All right. I like it even more.
No, he does have a Brandon Nava face. I see it.
All right, you got
me? No, you weren't off there. That wasn't
Snoop Daniel.
I know Nava really well. You weren't off there. Because I saw it. So when you said it, I said, is that Nava? I had to look again. Double take.
Was that reddish, though? Red hairish of me?
No, because
just
he...
Just because I saw the red hair?
Yeah, because he...
I was like, Brandon Nava. All people with red hair look
Brandon
like
Nava
you.
Had lost a little weight, which linemen do once they stop playing ball, I can see that being him. Inside, you know, I'm getting in shape. I'm not going to... You know what I mean? So I see it. You weren't that far off, but I digress.
No, I'm sorry. Let's get back to Ben Simmons.
So the question is, could one of these teams in Texas, San Antonio Spurs... Our Dallas Mavs, talking to you because the Rockets really don't matter. The Rockets are in a rebuilding phase.
Rockets are doing what the NFL team's doing.
They are doing what the Texans are doing. There you go.
You got the Astros, Houston. Enjoy.
Think about where we came. We had Deshaun Watson, and we were up 24 points on the Kansas City Chiefs a couple of years ago in the playoffs. And the Rockets had James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
Chris Paul. I mean, if Chris Paul stays healthy, especially the Chris Paul we saw,
they might beat the Warriors.
It's a different scheme, I understand, but they could have beaten the Warriors.
Could have beaten the Warriors.
And that was his quad that kept on, right? Quad or groin.
And now you are rebuilding both of those franchises. It's a sad days in Texas. So Rockets out of it. But what about the Mavs and the Spurs? Because the question is, because this is why a lot of Spurs fans have brought up this – you know, brought this conversation up, and they're really interested in him because we know Ben Simmons can't shoot a free throw, can't shoot any perimeter outside shots, right? That's really the flaw in his game, the Shakespearean flaw in his game.
He shot 30% from three-point line, 56% from the field, but a lot of that, the 50%, is just it's buckets. He's good in transition.
He's good in transition. He's a great athlete and great defense,
great
right?
defender.
So the question is there a way to coach him up, all right, to be a better shooter? The Spurs – have, and I hope Chip, I don't know, we got to check to see if Chip England is still there. They have notoriously one of the best shooting coaches in all of basketball at any level. Chip England is the guy that taught Kawhi Leonard how to shoot for the Spurs, remember?
I wouldn't mess with that.
Remember Kawhi Leonard came in and Kawhi Leonard couldn't shoot.
Yeah, he could shoot better than Ben Simmons. You're right. I mean, coming out of San Diego State,
that was a knock on him. And within that Spurs system, working with Chip England a little bit, and turns out, boom, it was something that could be coached up. Is that a possible situation or example to look at when you're possibly bringing in a guy like Ben Simmons who can't shoot?
Possibly, I would stay away from it. And I see what you're saying. I mean, I think there's some risk-reward, and it could end up becoming brilliant. You know, his last game, the Game 7 loss to the Hawks, really kind of tells you what he is.
Yeah, it was bad.
Right?
That was bad.
So he ends up having – what did he have? He had 5 points, but he had 8 rebounds, 13 assists, and held Trae Young to 5 of 23 shooting. So thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming by.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. It was embarrassing.
Right. It was
and
embarrassing.
That's kind of what he is.
No, it was embarrassing.
I kind of, especially in the current day NBA, so when we were kids, maybe you get away with that, and there's still a lot of value with him, but this league has turned into, I mean, you got to be able to shoot, especially if you're a point guard. The other thing is a point guard's going to be handling the ball down the stretch, and I don't want him on the line, man.
That's true. He's a liability
in
clutch time. He's a liability.
All of a sudden,
time.
You're hiding your guy who
supposed to be handling the rock for you. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I'm just trying to throw out the devil's advocate with it, but I think you make a really good point. And I don't know how often, you know, there are stories in the NBA like I just mentioned with Kawhi Leonard. Like it seems to be the exception and not the rule. That seems to be the outlier. Usually, if a guy can't shoot. Guy just can't shoot.
Can't shoot.
And he has not.
That's like quarterbacks with accuracy.
Exactly. Usually guys born with
pitchers with control.
Yep, exactly right. He's got it or he don't. And I'm worried that he hasn't gone out of his way to really improve it. It's almost like he's accepted the player that he is.
He is.
That he's like, I got
he's being stubborn
shot,
about playing the one, too. He wants to be Magic Johnson, and the reality is you'd be better off at the four position.
And Magic couldn't shoot that well when he came to the league either.
No,
Magic had an ugly shot.
Couldn't shoot that well when he left the league.
I know. Magic had an ugly shot. It was real bad, but he you know, he learned how to evolve his game and make it more well-rounded, and he did improve as a shooter. But there are the Jason Kidd stories, right? He's one of those guys, too.
He couldn't shoot at Cal.
That couldn't shoot at all, and then by the end of his career, he was a three-point shooter, right? Could knock down a tray. But, yeah, I mean, is Ben Simmons one of those stories, or is he just a guy that has a limited skill set?
You just gave two great comps because Kidd has some of the best vision I've ever seen.
Exactly.
But he's close enough to that. His vision is
nice.
Really damn impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's good in transition. You mentioned Magic. He can do a lot of stuff at that size at 6'10". There's a lot to like there. So if you do believe that the mechanics are close enough and that you do have a coach that could actually just get him a little bit better at shooting, getting back to your point, maybe you take a look at that. It's going to be a risk, but take a look at it because you could end up getting a diamond in the rough because I don't think his value is that high right now either.
I don't think it is either. That's a great question. And he's still on the contract for 4 years. So that's got to be, you know, an asset to a team trading for him. It's like, well, I don't have to renegotiate a contract for him, but you're going to have to give up capital, draft capital, or you're going to give up players for him. So I don't know if right now the top teams, they say that are interested in Ben Simmons. I know the Spurs have been one of those teams that's mentioned, so I thought that'd be a nice thing to bring up. They said the Raptors are another team that's been thrown out there. Some people said the Nets should be interested, that maybe they could give up Kyrie and have a James Harden, KD, Ben Simmons trio, because then they would have one less ball hog or ball dominant player, because he doesn't need the ball all the time. Even though he wants to be the point, you know, he can contribute without the ball.
So you're saying Warriors, you got two of the best shooters we've seen in our lifetime there. So I'd be okay with that.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that. That's good too. Yeah, I think the team he goes to has got to do a lot of soul searching about, is this the right guy
for
us, and how do we make it work? Great point. Yeah.
Fair stuff. All right, we are at Randall's. We are in Cedar Park. You've got about 15 minutes. If you want to come sign up for VIP access for the Texas Tech game, yes, you'll have tickets, but you're going to have on-field access. So that could really, really be a special weekend. We'll tell you what's on tap when we get back. Just in time.
Welcome back to RBKD. We're actually close to the end of the show. Before we get out here, we'll let you know what's on tap. I want to thank all the fine folks who came out here to register to win the ticks, but also came out here with very kind words and just came out to say hi and talk about how much they love the station and the
show. I'm moving up here.
It does.
To Cedar Park.
Really kind folks up here in Cedar Park. So we really appreciate it. Best part of this job is meeting all the listeners. Really good. So before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody that we'll be at the Texas Tail Garden Center. So before the game starts, I know it's early, 11 a.m., just so you know, we start off 4 hours before the game. So if you're out there looking for somewhere to kick it, 17th to San Jacinto, Sangamon Hall. All right, what's on tap for you, brother?
A little bit more Texas Tech watch tonight. Also, Astros, Angels.
Go Stros!
Lance McCullers is on the mound for the Stros, getting that magic number down. The White Sox clinched today. I'm assuming they did. They're up 6-0 when I left. Yeah, they won 7-2. So, starting to get into the baseball mode.
It's about time.
All right, people are clinching. Let's do this.
It's almost October.
I know.
It's about time.
Better
man.
Get it done. What are you doing tonight?
Baseball. I'm gonna make love to my wife.
Good for you.
There you go.
You know, Tom McKay would be proud.
He would be proud. That's for you,
relax.
Tom McKay.
I mean, make love to your wife.
It's one of my favorite commercials of all time.
It is, and his delivery is just so fantastic.
It is.
He says it like, you know what? Get a walk in today.
He's like, what are you doing? Of course I'm gonna do that.
Drink some water. Hydrate. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have 3.5 hours. It'll be a lot of, obviously, football talk. Thanks to Derek Cohen, who did a fantastic job out here. Thanks to everyone who came out.
Yeah.
And Cedar Park, you guys rock. You guys kick ass. Really cool. Meeting a lot of people, seeing a lot of people again. John Reichel, great job back in the studio. We will see John tomorrow. We'll be back in the studio for the All-American Rod Babers. I'm Kevin Dunn. Y'all have a great night. Peace.